right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. D9597 is on. Hans McDonough is on. Will Gilbert is on. JD Joy is on. Mike Griffith is on. Golfmaster One is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Jeannie Malfeasy is on. Let me see here. Auntie Mama is on. Robin Aroni is on. Judy Anita is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Salty Gonads is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Michelle Tal is on. Let me see here. Guitar Glenn is on. Skunk 71 is on. Greg Nine is on. Lita Bonita is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Big Scott 1 is on. PD Frank is on. Sparky 8142 is on. Blade Runner is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Jenna Fogg is on. Snoddot 311 is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Supergirl 21 is on. Ian Mark is on. Hans McDonovan is on. Let me see here. Spaz 64 is on. Todd Suff is on. One Fast Rob is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Sheila K is on. Big Jim Go Blue, he is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Let me see here. Let me grab one or two more here as we go to the bottom. Well, that's not really the bottom. I never actually get to the bottom. Let me see here. Sunwoo 45 is on. Granted, 2468. Missed you guys. Sad that you guys moved to North Carolina, but I love you. Agravain is on. TJT1 is on. Keeper 1376 is on. I'm going to do two more. Dance 59 is on. One more. Milwaukee James is on. Just a couple things here. Trump eviscerates the UN. Now, I want to say this. We're not really a black-pilled audience, but for all those that are black-pilled out there, please understand something. And when I make fun of Aaron and call him black-pilled, Aaron's not legit black-pilled. He leans no. black-pilled. If he was to pick a camp, he lists towards, he's heavily drawn like a moth to a flame, to being black-pilled. But he's open whenever you present non-black-pilled evidence. People who are really legitimately black-pilled will make it black-pilled no matter what evidence you give them to the contrary. Now, you have to watch being white-pilled, as Alex Jones calls it, white-pilled, which is everything's part of the plan in QAnon.
Yeah.
And it's all right. And everything Trump does is good. And everything's part of the plan. That's white-pilled. And what I call the neocon MAGA morons. That if you are not those of you that were in favor of the Iran bombing, I'm talking about the neocon MAGA morons. And no matter what Trump does, it's right. You aren't like that. We just fought about the Iran bombing. That's fine. We'll fight about the Iran bombing, the one beautiful bill, and anything else we want to fight about. But if you can't say here's what's bad about the big beautiful bill because everything Trump does is right, then you are white pilled. And what you should be is neither one, because what happens is you have a preconceived notion that you defend. Don't have any preconceived notions. Here is what is true. Now, my point in all this is you cannot be black-pilled and watch Trump at the UN. Nobody has ever done this in my lifetime. I remember Reagan. I remember Carter. That's how far back I go. Nobody's ever done this. The greatest president that we've ever had. Seriously, I mean, he's got to have to do something about the $37 trillion. But he can't fix that in 8 months. But nobody has ever addressed the UN like this. Did everybody watch that speech? He absolutely eviscerated these people. Most of the time, well, we can't talk like that in front of the Honorable Ursula von der Leyen. No, you talk to her exactly the way that wretch, that political prostitute, exactly how she needs to be spoken to. The one who pimped and hoarded vaccines that she herself profited off of because her husband's a patent holder for some of the materials that went into the Pfizer vax. She needs to be talked to as exactly the person that she is. She needs to be talked to exactly like that. And that's what he did. He said various things. I just wrote down a couple of notes here. I mean, think about this. They're all talking about, and listen, again, I'm not white-pilled. I'm not black-pilled. I hate what Trump said about Ukraine today. Ate it.
Yeah.
Aaron said, I know it's bad because I always know it's bad when Aaron sends me stuff. And I'm like, okay, it's bad. Because Aaron sent me stuff in. I'm like, here it comes. Okay. So I'm like, it's not good because he sent me the Truth Social thing. We oftentimes send kind of stuff in at the same time because we're going to go going through the, because neither one of us has a life.
True.
So anyway, Aaron has a life for part of the week when he has to actually do the worship team and things like that. But other than that, he has no life just like me. But anyway, so I knew that was bad. Hate it. Okay. I hate that. You see, but do you see how this is? I'm not trying to paint myself as Mr. Social Maturity. Because that's certainly not the case. Okay, I wish I was more mature than I am. I'm not as mature as I should be as a 57-year-old. But anyway, but this is how you handle human relationships. You handle human relationships by being able to criticize them when they do good. I mean, criticize them when they do get bad, and then esteem them when they do good. That's what you should do. And still be able to have a relationship with them unless they do like what I would call, unless they have a deadly trait or, you know, a deadly trait like they try to pick up your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then your friendship needs to end.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, that's not something, oh, you know, we'll work through it. No, it's the end of that.
Yeah.
All right, you see what I'm saying? So, again, there's nuance to everything. You have to learn how to walk in nuance. The Bible's not nuanced. You walk exactly as the Bible said, but in human relationships, nuanced. But anyway, so I hate what Trump did with Ukraine today, and that has something to do with the UN. But I love the way he addressed the UN. And Trump, and my 80-20 rule, Trump is in the 90 percentile. Trump does everything, out of everything Trump does, 90% of it's good. So anyway, he's talking to them today in the way they should be talked to. If you're going to sit there and you're going to be Mr. and Mrs. Ukraine war, Russia bad, Slava Ukraine, Zelensky, you know, the second coming of St. Francis Assisi. Okay, if you're going to be like that, and then you're buying Russian gas, how does that comport? I mean, if he's the second coming of Winston Churchill, you're like, Tom, what are you just making these things up? No, I've heard all of these quoted. Nancy Pelosi being one of them. If he's the second, if Volodymyr Zelensky, a man who plays the piano with his penis and is a transsexual, if he is the second coming of a saint and is the second coming of Winston Churchill, then why are you buying natural gas and oil from his adversary at colossal amounts? Can you explain it to me? I'd just like to know. How does that work exactly? By the way, we're still buying Russian gas too and oil. So, how does that work exactly? And I mean, and Trump at least has been balanced up till today. I think he's trying to mess with Putin to some degree. I'm not trying to act like everything that Trump does is 5D chess. I don't know. He just has a tendency to push in and retract, push in and retract. So came out very much in favor of Ukraine today in a pretty much a puke fest of Truth Social post. But anyway, but we'll get to that. This is the way they should be talked to. Why is it that you want to, it's Slava Ukraine and second coming of Winston Churchill, but yet you're buying gas and oil from his adversary in colossal amounts? And they were called out for that. Called them out for the climate change hoax. It was, I love the way you did it too. It was global cooling. I remember it was global cooling. Remember Leonard Nimoy standing right in front of a bridge with the cold wind blowing over it? It's all, we're about to enter into an ice age. That's in the 70s. Then it was global warming in the 80s and 90s, and now none of those prophecies ever come true. So it had to change to climate change, where the climate's always changing, so then you're always right. Oh, it's too hot this year. Oh, that's because of man-made CO2 emissions. Oh, it's too cold this year. Well, that's the same reason, man-made CO2 emissions. Thank you, Will. So, I mean, that's the, I mean, it makes no sense. But that way, all your prophecies are covered, just like the Mormon Church and the Watchtower, the Jehovah's Witnesses. No matter what happens, you know, all their prophecies never come true, but then they just make new ones up.
Yep.
That's what they always do. Now, we in the Christian faith, all of our prophecies come true. Weird how that works, isn't it? You know why? Because there's one true God. Yeah. But anyway, so he called them out for their global warming hoax. He said that their countries are being destroyed from two different sources, the global climate change hoax and all the mitigations involved in that, and mass migration. He called them out. They're saying your countries are destroyed. You can't walk around France and think France is doing well. There, by the way, just so everybody knows, just mathematically, you know, this Aaron will like this because this lists towards the black belt. It's already over unless they do, I'm trying to think of remigration, which is the nice way of saying mass deportation.
Yeah.
Unless they do that, it's already over. Just want you to know. There's no way to fix it. The calculus is not there. What are you talking about, Tom? By the way, it's the same thing here, just slower for us. What are you talking about? Well, the problem is, in order for you to maintenance your society, in order for you to maintenance your population, every woman, and say every couple, every woman has to have 2.1 babies. 2.1. Even Will and I are short of that because we've only had two.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, you got to have three. So anyway, that's an order from God, because then that makes up for, because that gives us, you have to have 2.1. So that gives us 0.9 to split between me and Will.
Yeah.
So next year.
You got it, Aaron.
Anyway, you got twins in your family? Running twinsies in your family?
No. Twinsies? No, okay. I don't think Naz? So. No.
Okay. No. Okay. So you got two more.
Thank goodness.
At Naz, I know you're watching. Two more pregnancies. But anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Be ready. It's an order from God. But anyway, You cannot maintain your population unless each woman has 2.1 babies. That's the way it is. Okay, what do they have in France right now? Everybody in the European Union is averaging less than 1.5 per woman. Many of them 1.1. It's over. They will be Muslim countries soon because every Muslim woman is averaging, every Muslim family or woman, I can't remember which, it must be family, is averaging 8.
Yep.
45% of the 18-year-old population in the city of Paris is now Muslim. That's fact. There's no way around it. That's already gone unless they do mass deportations to their countries of origin. Or your countries are over. Just if you happen to be watching and you're in any of these countries, know that it's already over. Unless you act. There is no not acting and hoping it gets better.
Right.
There's no, well, we're going to have more babies. You can't fix it. Because the most you're going to have is 2, 3. They're having 8 and they're all on welfare, sucking off the teat of your government and pushing you into 15-minute cities. So there is no, this has to be fixed. So Trump is speaking to these countries. He's speaking to them in the state that they are. Because that is the state. It's over for the European Union. It's already over. It's over for Switzerland. It's over for Norway. It's over for these countries with mass migration problems. It's already over. Because you can't match. You will be Muslim. Which, by the way, we are not allowed to migrate to a Muslim country. Because, well, first of all, who would want to? Second of all, you can't go there and proselytize there. You can't go there and try to change Muslims into Christians. You'll be executed. But they can come to our countries and proselytize. Proselytize. They can come here and do that, but we can't do that in their country. So they're coming on purpose and mass breeding and bankrupting our countries on purpose so that we get turned into Sharia law. It's not just, a lot of times we're like, well, why would they want to come to a country and then turn it into the country they fled from? No, they are proselytizing. They are trying to win converts. Understand that. And it's already over for the United States unless we mass deport. It's already over because we're only averaging 1.9 ourselves babies per woman.
Yep.
They're averaging 8. It's already over. It's just we are 1.9 and we're a much larger country, so it will take longer. But it's already over unless we mass remigrate or / deportation, which is one of the same things. So this is Trump addressed them exactly the way they needed to be addressed. All right, so let's look into this. Caroline Leavitt tweets. We had the Escalator incident, which, by the way, I'm going to show you the video. There's no way it wasn't on purpose. It's totally on purpose. Why in the world? Aaron brought this up. You know, just like he was talking about like 1913, the 1 year that destroyed the United States of America. We were very profitable from 1776 to 1913, and then we fell apart because that is when we brought in the FBI. That is when we brought in the Federal Reserve. That's when we brought in the CIA. All in 1 year. I'm missing one too. But anyway, so that's when the United States started to go downhill. That's when we went from being a federalist, capitalist system into being a globalist system.
IRS and taxes.
IRS. Yep. Thank you. Income tax.
Yep.
Boom. Income tax. All in 19. What a glorious year.
Beautiful.
What a glorious year. That's where you need your flux capacitor. Go back in time and just go to Jekyll Island and shut it down.
Yeah.
Not let those idiots on there to form their Federal Reserve. But anyway. This incident here, Aaron was talking about it. The UN, why are we in it? I'm just curious. I mean, I'll ask everybody here in the studio. You guys just tell me, shout out loud, the multiple benefits the UN's giving you throughout your life.
Nothing.
I've never had one benefit from it. All of a sudden, it's drag us into foreign wars, and we're $37 trillion in debt, and we have a $21 trillion missing amount of cash in the Pentagon alone, which is foreign wars and USAID. But anyway, in CIA. But anyway, so why are we even there? Aaron mentioned the other ones. Why are we in NATO? Why are we in the WHO every year but when Trump's in office? Why? Why are we in NATO? UN, WHO, why? They never do one thing for us. We house them and pay billions of dollars per year to the UN for what? For what? So that these neocon morons can come and act like we are lesser than them. They totally, totally exist under the shelter of our wing. Up until Trump came in office, because Trump changes all, which again, devalues or even dismantles your black-pilled mindset. Because when Trump came in, he made them pay their NATO dues. Why do we have? Why do we? Why is it that we have to make them pay their NATO dues? It's like, why do we have to have a discussion about why a man with a penis can't go into a woman's locker room? Why do we even need to have that discussion? We don't. So again, but I digress. So why are we even in this? I mean, they look down their noses at us as we provide them. It reminds me of the Jack Nicholson speech in A Few Good Men. We, you know, you mock us under the shelter that we provide. Why is it that Will has to go fight their wars in Iraq? Why does he have to go do it? What benefit did that do for him? I'm glad he was in the Marines. He is a hero. I'm just like, but you know what? Why does he have to go fight their wars? And I know we got the whole Israel side of things too. And we have the whole Hamas side and Islamic side and Sharia side and everything else. I understand that. And we're going to get to that maybe. But anyway, why are we in it? Get out. Absolutely get out. We don't belong in the UN. We're spending billions of dollars for nothing. And then once we're there, somebody shuts down the escalator. Look at this. If someone at the UN intentionally stopped the escalator as the president and first lady were stepping on, they need to be fired and investigated immediately. But and look at it. It was dangerous. And those are metal teeth steps. Very dangerous. And remember, this is what was happening behind the scenes. To mark Trump's arrival, UN staff members have joked that they may turn off the escalators and elevators and simply tell them they ran out of money, so he has to walk up the stairs. And just imagine the absolute abject asinine idiocy of that statement. If you're gonna actually be bankrupted in the UN, it's because other countries aren't paying their dues. U.S. always pays their dues. Why would they run out of money because of the U.S. when the U.S. always is the one that pays their dues and all the other countries don't? I'm just curious. How does that make sense? Aaron, does that make sense?
No.
Why are you blaming the U.S. for any budget shortfalls when the U.S. always, always pays their dues? We shouldn't have dues, but they always pay it. So here's what happened. Play it for me. See, right there, it's over. I mean, again, you're like, Tom, that one little incident. It's not a little incident. You're going to shut off the escalator for our president. And by the way, I would be pissed if it was Biden. I would. Is this still our president? You're going to shut the escalator off again for the country that provides every ounce of protection for all of those absolutely piddling, pathetic countries that don't have their own militaries that could actually... You ever watch a video of the Canadian military? Please watch a video of it. It's a bunch of... Oh, man, that's why I miss saying certain words. Mm-hmm. It's a bunch of gay boys walking around out of step that are trans and having trans military parades. That's Canada. Ugh. I mean, that's them under both Carney and Trudeau. Disgusting. Let's talk about that Norway military, shall we? How about Switzerland's military? The only reason why France has any military at all is because they're nuclear. And the only reason why they're nuclear is because of us. And the same thing with Great Britain. They have no military. They suck. Their military suck as bad as the FBI does as a law enforcement agency. They suck. What about Spain's powerful military? Italy's? Really? What? Where? Where? Their Navy? What is it? Their Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard? Which one's great? None. The great militaries are us, Russia, and China. That's it. And you have dangerous other countries like Pakistan and India who are nuclear. And those same entities will shut off an escalator while the first lady's getting on there. That's their appreciation for us protecting them all of these years. Canada right now is under our nuclear, our missile defense shield. Well, they don't have to be. Screw those people. All right, so that's where I stand with Trump. Now here's where I stand against him. Donald J. Trump, True Social Post. After getting to know and fully understand the Ukraine-Russia military and economic situation, and after seeing the economic trouble, it is causing Russia. That's not true. Okay, I love Trump. That's not true. Russia's fine. They're not having any economic trouble. We've shown the videos. There's no economic trouble. They're fine. Russia doesn't really need to import anything. And they have just as many or more nukes than we do. They don't need to import anything. Yeah, they do. What about food? You ever see the size of Russia? Okay, and they're not only that, but they're taking the Donbass, which is part of the... They pretty much already own the Donbass, which is a lot of the grain production in the EU, but I digress. They got plenty of farmland, plenty of natural gas. They don't need us. They haven't... I mean, this war's been going on for, 3.5 years? Have they downgraded at all? No. They having an economic collapse? No. So this is just flat out not true. I think Ukraine, this just pisses me off so bad. I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, again, the gay militaries in those countries, is in the position, the effeminate gay militaries in those countries never won a war without us. Anybody think about that? They never won a war without the United States? But what war did they win? Okay, because they were done, and they would have lost the Austro-Hungary Germans in one, and then the Germans in two. World War I, two, right? How'd they win those wars? United States intervention. But now suddenly with the European Union's help. European Union does. Ursula von der Leyen. I mean, oh boy. I think Ukraine, with the support of the European Union, is in the position to fight and win all of the Ukraine back in its original form. I mean, he patently knows that's not true. Does he not remember his confrontation with Volodymyr Zelensky where J.D. Vance just dressed him down?
Right.
Okay, all of us now have seen the videos of the Ukraine military going onto the streets of Ukraine, taking retarded people off the street and sending them to the front lines.
Yep.
And as well as, and here's the thing too, the Ukrainian people aren't even behind the war. They've shipped all of their 18 to 30-year-old sons out of the country. They're all living in Poland. So where are they going to get these men to fight this war? There are no men left. There's a million of them dead or injured. I mean, explain. I mean, how does Trump even make this statement now? Is he screwing around with Putin? Probably. He's trying to get Putin to the negotiation table. But none of this stuff is factually accurate. With time, patience, and financial support of Europe, now he's good. He's pulling us out of it. See, that's the greatness of Trump. He's dumping it on them. There's the greatness of Trump. And here's the bad part of Trump, in particular NATO. The original borders from where this war started is very much an option. It's not. It's not. That's absolutely laughable. Does everybody realize that Ukraine has not won one battle? Not one. Not won one battle. Is everybody aware of that? Not won one battle. Yeah, Russia has taken some casualties. The only casualties Russia has taken are Storm Shadow missiles and TACMs from us.
Yeah.
And we're firing at them, and Russia is restrained enough to not start a nuclear war, even though they know the TACMs and Storm Shadows are being strategically directed by us. Yeah, no, Ukraine does not have the technology. We could send them F-16s, they can't fly them. We could send them F-15s, they can't fly them. We can send them as many missiles as you want. They can't fire them. We're doing it. And Putin has already said that. And credit to Russia for not starting a nuclear war. Oh, Tom's pro-Russia. No, I am pro-non-idiocy. I am pro-truth. We don't belong in a Slavic conflict. That's been going on for 10 centuries, 1,000 years. Let's see. Why not? Russia has been fighting aimlessly for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military power less than a week to win. He's actually kind of correct about that. Russia has mass amounts of troops, but not great field technology. They've got nukes, and they can direct those nukes, but they're not even at the level of Israel with tactical strikes. Using missiles. They don't have it. Like, you know, Israel can kill you inside the third bedroom of an apartment. That's how good their missile technology is. Ours is just as good or better. As a matter of fact, ours is Israel's, because we've given it all to Israel for some unknown reason. But anyway, so which yet to be determined reason why we've done that. But I digress once again. But Russia does not have a high level of battlefield technology. They don't. They have drone strikes and things like that, but so does Ukraine, because we've given it to them. So there is no, Russia's not great with that, but they can nuke the world. So they have that, and they know that. And they proved actually some enhancements with hypersonic technology. So they're not great on the battlefield itself, mano-a-mano, man-on-man battlefield technology, like Marine Corps type technology. They don't have much of that. Which is why this has taken a long time, because it has just transgressed into basically trench warfare. They have the numbers and everything else, but they don't have the technology on the battlefield. But they do as far as air defense and as far as intercontinental ballistic missiles. So anyway, for 3.5 years, a war that should have taken a real military less than a week or two. That's him trolling Vladimir Putin. This is not distinguishing Russia. In fact, it is very much making them look like a paper tiger when the people living in Moscow and all of the great cities, towns, and districts all throughout Russia find out what is really going on with this war. The fact that it's almost impossible for them to get gasoline through the long lines, that's not true, and that does not exist, that are being formed, that's not true, and all the other things that are taking place in their war economy where most of their money is being spent on fighting Ukraine, which has, suddenly he's big on Zelensky has great spirit. Yeah. Suddenly Ukraine has great spirit.
Yay.
They never not won one battle. They've lost a million guys, but they have great spirit. Yes, we have spirit. Yes, we do. We have spirit. How about you?
Spirit week
here in Ukraine. You're in Kyiv.
Let's do the dancing.
And only getting better. You only getting better. Where's the, show me the great morale in the Ukraine military. There isn't. You know why? Well, you know why there's no great morale in the military? They're all dead. It's hard to have great military. It's hard to have great morale when you're dead.
But they have good spirit.
Yeah, they have great spirit, though. It's all lies. And again, I know part of this is him trolling, to Trump's credit, he's trolling Putin, trying to drag him to the negotiation table. Well, Ukraine would be able to take back their country in its original form. Who knows? Maybe even go further than that. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you now go to, what, they're going to take Crimea now? Did Trump get in like a European mindset because he was addressed in the UN today? Putin and Russia are in big economic trouble, and that's not true. All they had to do is China and Russia, the BRICS movement, they're not in economic trouble. Putin and Russia, actually, China's in way more economic trouble than Russia. Big economic trouble. And this is the time for Ukraine to act. Now he's pushing Ukraine to act. What's happening here? See, now this launches right into Aaron's black-pilledness, where here Aaron will once a month drop this on me. Aren't you glad you voted Republican?
Yay, we won. I'm so glad we won.
Because Aaron's like, what the frick is different?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, because this is exactly how Biden talks.
Yeah, it's Joe Biden.
It's exactly how Kamala.
That's Kamala.
Kamala. That's how she talked too. Slava Ukraine. Ukraine could win the war and even take back Crimea and maybe even new territories in Russia.
Take Moscow.
Yeah, you could go all the way to Moscow, baby.
Ugh.
What are we doing? This is, we don't belong. And Trump said, I'll finish it because that's a real important part at the end here. In any event, I wish both countries well. We will continue to supply weapons to NATO for NATO to do what they want. Now, credit, here's where the credit is to Trump. Trump is no longer giving weapons to Ukraine because he said, you know what, $300 billion was enough. So now he's stopping, and we're selling weapons to NATO to sell to Ukraine or for NATO to give to Ukraine. But and that's part of, remember how NATO, every NATO country is supposed to spend 2% of their GDP on NATO? And what was the only country doing it? Aaron, can you remember?
Was that us?
It would be us. Yeah, we were the only country actually doing it. And then Trump forced them into doing it.
Yep.
And now some of them have upped it to 5% to make up for the difference for the 2% they never, ever gave NATO. So now he's like, okay, you want this war? We'll build the weapons for you, but you're going to buy them from us, and we're going to profit off of it. I don't necessarily agree with that, but at least it's that instead of us flushing down $300 billion that we don't have, that the Fed instituted in 1913, prints every day. And then purchases and profits off of the interest of the money that they're printing for their own personal gain. As they, again, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, $2.9 billion renovation to the Fed building? To the Fed building. Remember, the Las Vegas Raiders Stadium cost $1.2 billion to build that entire stadium that seats 80,000 people. And the Fed and the Fed remodel, not to build the building. And I mean, that would be inexcusable in and of itself.
Yeah.
But just for the remodeling, $2.9 billion, $700 million over budget. Why was it ever budgeted? By the way, can anybody guess who's paying for that? That would be you and me. And I thought the Fed was private.
Weird.
Can anybody explain that to me? I mean, I would love a detailed graph explaining that to me. But again, just huge mistake on Ukraine. Huge. And I understand what Trump is doing. And there may be some 5D chess involved here. I get it. But you cannot back Ukraine. Ukraine is evil. Russia is evil, but not as evil. Ukraine's more evil than Russia. I mean, there's no Orthodox Church in Ukraine. There is in Russia.
Yep.
Transgenderism is running wild. All of us remember the videos. We played them on this podcast a million times. That the military spokesman was an American. The military spokesman for the Ukraine army was an American dressed up as a woman, a fully penis man dressed up as a woman speaking for the Ukraine military. That's going to happen under Putin. We have more in common with Putin than we do the Ukraine. It doesn't mean I'm siding with Putin. I'm telling you what's true.
Yep.
All right, moving on. Oh, you know, just again, real quick on this. Why is it that everybody's so anti-Russia? Oh, can anybody think about it? Oh, because they aren't involved in the IMF International Monetary Fund. They're not involved in the World Bank.
Mm.
Anybody who's not involved, anybody who will not acquiesce, bend their knee to the World Bank, run by Israel, run by London, anybody who won't bow their knee to that ends up getting bombed. I mean, it's really weird how that works, isn't it? Who just got bombed? Iran, who refuses to participate in the IMF. That's weird, isn't it, in the international banking system? Isn't that odd? The banking system that was formed 1 year before the start of World War I. And basically, you know, we've never been the same since. That system.
Stop noticing, Tom.
I know. Stop. I mean, but you better participate or you're getting bombed. Simple as that. Weird. At Israel's instigation when they're running the World Bank. I mean, it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, but anyway, no. Tom's anti-Israel. No, I'm not. I'm just pro-truth. I can't stand Muslims. Can't stand them. Can't stand that faith. Can't stand it. So it's all just truth-based. All right, so let's move on. Wall Street Apes video. So Ryan Routh ends up in the courtroom today trying to stab himself in the throat. He gets found guilty on all 5 counts. But here's another outlook from it, from Mike Benz. Ryan Routh officially found guilty on all charges for attempting to assassinate Donald Trump. Mike Benz goes over real evidence Ryan Routh was working for who? And again, for the CIA, DOD, state operation for what country? That would be the Ukraine. So Trump is supporting the country and really the mindset, the operation, the undercover intel. He's supporting the country that really provided his own assassin.
Smart.
I mean, because this is all a vast money laundering operation, evidence tampering, evidence extinguishment operation. That's what Ukraine is. And one of the people who's recruiting basically meat for the meat grinder, as Mike Benz would say, is Ryan Routh, who ends up on the 6th hole of Trump's golf course, sitting in the bushes with mosquitoes waiting for Trump to walk by. And then Trump wants to then fund that operation. That's strange to me. Play it for me.
So Ryan Routh was basically, you know, the 37th leg of a CIA paramilitary recruiting operation to top up human meat fodder in Ukraine. And he was working with the State Department to try to convert these passports into no-look visas for these fighters. And he was flagged by Customs and Border Patrol in June 2023 for this operation. It was referred to to DHS HSI, the same group that basically is implicated at least in an indirect fashion, but potentially even in a direct fashion in both assassination attempts. HSI refused to interrogate Ryan Routh when he returned to the country, despite being flagged to do so by Customs and Border Patrol. The guy has been arrested almost 100 times in his life, but never spent a day in jail. And most importantly, 2.5 weeks ago, this Justice Department made a public statement saying it is seeking an indefinite delay of the trial of Ryan Routh because of complex evidence. And you know why that is? It's because the complex evidence will reveal that Ryan Routh was working his way through a CIA, DOD, State Department operation to militarily recruit terrorist fighters into Ukraine, which is a major international incident. If revealed, the Justice Department is protecting the CIA and the DOD because actually interrogating the sources of funding behind Routh, actually interrogating his human network, is going to implicate the intelligence community and the Defense Department, and that is the second job of the DOJ. The first job is putting away the bad guys, but the second job is to protect is to CYA, cover the arse of the intelligence community and the DOD so that the blob's interests are constantly protected and concealed from the American people who could oversee them.
Yeah, it's the DOJ op, which I'm pretty much convinced that Pam Bondi is now lock, stock, and barrel in step with, to basically cover up all the malfeasance of what Mike Benz calls the blob, which is Washington establishment globalist politics, run out of London, Beijing, Davos, and D.C. But anyway, so you just look at this entire situation. Again, let's just go from the most rudimentary to the most complex. We have Ryan Routh and Thomas Crooks both in a BlackRock commercial. That's one thing. Trump's two assassins are in a BlackRock commercial. The DOJ, and Aaron chimes in, Black Pill Aaron, jumps in and says, "Who's DOJ? Sought an indefinite delay in the prosecution." That would be Trump's DOJ under Pam Bondi.
What?
Now, somebody's down to Trump's credit. He just called out Bondi. That's why you can't be completely black-pilled, but you need to be tempted by being black-pilled because you need to stay in the realm of reality, because that's why Trump is now calling out Pam Bondi because of it. I don't want to get too deep into this because I won't go on because I won't be able to go anywhere else because it's the judicial system locks me in and I can't get out of it. But just like he got fired Eric Siebert recently, who was his own nominee because he refused after CNN, an extensive investigation by Siebert showed that Letitia James had not committed mortgage fraud, which that's impossible for any investigation to determine that because she absolutely committed mortgage fraud. But anyway, so he gets fired. Now, Bondi, why wouldn't she make him prosecute this person? She has the ability to make him prosecute Letitia James. Why wouldn't she? Because she is in lockstep with the number one priority of the DOJ, which is to cover DC malfeasance, which of course was its malfeasance to not prosecute Letitia James, to not prosecute Adam Schiff for mortgage fraud, because you and I would both be in prison over those things. But anyway, so 100 times Ryan Routh was arrested, 100 times, and never spent one day in prison. And what was he? He was a mercenary recruiter for the war in Ukraine for the Slava Ukraine side with his Ukrainian flag. And now Trump wants to continue and arm the conflict that provided his assassin? Help me. Help me. I just watched Jerry Maguire last night. Help me help you. I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Zelensky, evil. Putin, evil to a lesser degree. They're both authoritarian dictatorships. You know what you do? Pull the ripcord, get out. Same thing with Gaza. What is one of the richest countries on the planet? Israel. That we still send them $4 billion a year. Why?
Yeah.
Get out of the Gaza-Israel conflict. Let them settle it themselves. We're out. Well, the other countries might get involved. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
it's got nothing to do with us. And then in 2023, he's flagged coming into the country, but DHS refuses to interrogate him. What would happen if Will was flagged? A full anal rectal search.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. We'd both be bent over together with our butt cheeks spread. And fully interrogated, both physically and intellectually. But what happens with Ryan Routh, the mercenary recruiter? Now, I mean, what I'm saying is, he recruits mercenaries globally. Aaron, side by side real quick. You see this guy? That is the quintessential CIA recruit. A kind of a mindless moron, but not really an intellectual moron. Like the shooter, the possible shooter, Tyler Robinson, at Utah Valley State, Charlie Kirk, the possible Charlie Kirk assassin, which I don't believe is the sole assassin at all. I believe he's just the plant, the stool pigeon, the one they're going to pin it on. But anyway, this is this typical kind of guy, probably high intellect, but morally vacant kind of guy. Tried to stab himself. That's what this report is right now. But anyway, see, he comes into the country. He's just the quintessential CIA op, usable CIA. Yeah, perfect. Look at this guy. I mean, perfect. He goes around the world. How in the world? And Aaron and I looked up his finances, and the man never made over $50,000 a year, but lives the lifestyle of a millionaire traveling the globe. Mm-hmm. How does that happen? Where's that money come from? USAID, CIA cut out.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from. So anyway, he gets flagged in 2023, and they not only do they not stop him, they don't interrogate him. Nothing. Just let him in the country after he's get he's flagged basically as a domestic terrorist. If it's you and me, again, full anal cavity search, physically and metaphysically. All right, let's go to the next one. Wherever I'm at. Is it Disclose TV?
Yes, sir.
Disclose TV. Here's Ryan Routh, tries to stab himself in the neck. Play for me.
It's quite shocking. As the verdict was read, it appeared to our producers inside the courtroom that Routh tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen. That's what it appeared to look like. Then four marshals dragged him out of the courtroom, took his coat off. They then shackled him at the waist and ankles, and then they brought him back into the courtroom. So again, this just in from our producers, as the verdict was being read, Routh tried to hurt himself in the neck with a pen.
So there you go. And his daughter also stormed out and created a scene or whatever. So he's found guilty in all five parts. So I guess the DOJ sought an indefinite delay in the prosecution, which I guarantee was overturned by Donald Trump. That's the greatness of Trump. There's the greatness of Trump, which is most of the time. And then there is either the ignorance of Trump or the stubbornness of Trump. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that I know more than he does. I certainly don't. But he is very, very ignorant on some issues, especially vaccines. And with Ukraine, understanding why the Ukraine war is in effect. The Ukraine war is not in effect because Russia invaded Ukraine in, was it 2023 or 2022?
I think it was
3 years. Yeah, 2020. It's 2022 because we're three and a half years into it now. So 2022, that had nothing. And I can't get into it. And Aaron and I will get our maps out, show you again the 11 trunk country NATO incursion that NATO promised it would never do to Russia that caused the war.
Yep.
It's nothing to do. It has nothing to do with Slava Ukraine, Ukraine good, Russia bad. It has to do with Russia does not want a acolyte state, a NATO satellite state on its border without a demilitarized zone. They don't want it. Would you? Well, how would we like it if Chinese forces were along the southern border or our northern border, just right there, right with their nuclear weapons right there? We wouldn't like it, so that's why Russia did what it did. And they warned us over and over. I knew he'd do it. I knew it. There it is. What did we, look at them. Every single one of those light blue countries, every single one of them, we swore we would never, ever bring them into NATO. How would you like 11 times over lied to?
Yeah.
Your wife comes home every night smelling of man's cologne, looks a little disheveled. You know, where were you at, hon? Oh, I was just out having fun.
It's working late.
11 times? I'm working late again. Really? Weird. You smell like man's cologne after working late, but anyway, and alcohol. But anyway, so how would you like 11 times you're lied to your freaking face? How would you like it? Oh, Russia bad, West good. There is no such thing, folks. Get over that delusion. There is spirit of God and spirit of Antichrist. That's it. Align yourself with the spirit of God and you'll be on the right side. Lying is of the devil. That is God's preferred hated sin. Read the Bible, Revelation 21:8. He names all sorts of other sins: murder, sorcery, sexual immorality. But the cowardly, unbelieving, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's Revelation 21:8. Why is there no all in front of murderers or sorcerers or sexually immoral?
Mm-hmm.
All he hates lying. Why is that? Why is that? Because the devil is the father of lies. John 8:44-45. The devil's the father of lies. And you sit there and you go to Putin and all the other leaders along the way, Yeltsin, all the rest of them, and you say, we're never going to encroach. That was the promise made in 1991. How's that worked out? That's why there's a war. And to be sitting there going, we're going to help Ukraine. Why? Why? This was already solved. This was already solved by the former prime minister of Israel prior to the war. He'd already solved it, and it was reinstigated by Boris Johnson. It was already solved. It was simply all that had to happen was Volodymyr Zelensky saying, we will not join NATO. There would be no war. And what did Joe Biden keep saying over and over and over again to reinstigate this war over and over again? What? What do you have to do? He just kept on saying over and over again that we want to bring Ukraine into NATO so that the war will continue. And there's a myriad of tributaries to the reasons for this war. But one of them, for Biden, Because all Joe Biden is a selfish political whore. That's who he's always been. That's who he's always will be if he doesn't repent to Jesus. But that's what he's now, because he wants Ukraine to burn because it has the private bank records in Ukraine. It has his son's business dealings with Burisma in Ukraine. It has his son's business dealings with Metabiota in Ukraine. Metabiota partnered with Wuhan Institute of Virology for the development of COVID-19. That's all right there. He wants Ukraine to burn. And if he doesn't continue the war that made Volodymyr Zelensky a billionaire, so he keeps getting extorted by Volodymyr Zelensky over and over again, he has that infamous phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky or the Ukraine leadership right before leaving office in 2017, saying, you know, before Trump gets sophisticated enough to understand, don't bring this up. But that's why he wants it to burn, is to cover for his own family's malfeasance and loot and looting inside of Ukraine, as well as Mitt Romney and Nancy Pelosi and a myriad of others. So that's why it has to happen. So the whole thing about Ukraine good, Russia bad, it's all lies. It's all lies. It's Slavic conflict, has nothing to do with us. Bye-bye. That's what you do. We're not going to send Will back over to fight that war again. We don't need that. It's the same thing with all the Middle East conflicts. All the Middle East conflicts are that you have a tail called Israel, and we're the dog, and they wag us. Yep. Never fight along next to us. I asked Will point blank. He spent a year over in Afghanistan as a Marine fighting in that war. I asked him how many IDF soldiers came along your side to fight in the war. None. You know how many there were total? None. Zero. In that entire span. How many IDF soldiers were dispatched to fight in Afghanistan? None. Right when we got done bombing Iran for that 30-minute war, credit to Trump on that. That's the greatness of Trump. Nobody in United States history has ever fought basically a 30-minute war and pulled out. No boots on the ground, except for Donald J. Trump. That's the greatness of Trump. Downside of Trump is that he ever went to begin with. What did they say right after we were done bombing Iran? What did they say? Well, you know, Pakistan has nukes too. So it's not being anti-Israel. I choose Israel over Hamas, certainly. But I do not look at Israel as a white hat at all, any more than I look at Keir Starmer in the UK as a white hat. So we definitely don't need to be involved in this conflict when we're the ones who caused it. NATO and us caused this conflict. That's simple fact. All right, let's move on. All right, so here is why. Put that up for me, Aaron, which is side by side. Here is why you have the Ryan Routhes of the world. This is why you have the Thomas Crooks of the world and the Tyler Robinsons of the world. Because of the lies that are told by our media, which is the Mockingbird, Pravda, Goebbels media for the left, the globalist leftist bourgeois elite. That's what they are. They are the mouthpiece for the globalist leftist bourgeois elite. This is why we end up with shots fired at us on the right. While Charlie Kirk is no longer with us. While Donald Trump got within a centimeter of no longer being with us and have his head explode from a 223 round on national television. This is why this happens. Because of NBC News. Tom, how dare you say it? But what? Right here. ICE held a 5-year-old autistic girl in Massachusetts to pressure her father to surrender. Family says. Let's leave it up for just a second. So the story from NBC News is that ICE, DHS ICE, CBP ICE, was holding a 5-year-old hostage, Aaron.
Yeah.
Will, did you know that? Well, I mean, that the United States government grabbed the hold of a girl holding her hostage as ransom so that this man would turn himself in. This is what they put out there. And I wonder why it is, but it is now it's 1,000% that physical attacks on ICE are now assaults on ICE officers are up 1,000% now. And every day we've been playing it, that you have all of these leftists outside of ICE facilities assaulting them as they come out and popping their tires and assaulting them as they come out. This is why. Eventually, one of those nutbags is going to open fire on ICE officers with a real gun. It's going to happen because it's why you saw Tesla dealerships being torched on fire. Attempt on President Trump's life. Attempt on Kavanaugh's life by a trans shooter. Charlie Kirk assassinated in broad daylight. Cold-blooded killing by somebody. Tyler Robinson, to me, is the patsy. I don't believe that he pulled the trigger that killed Charlie Kirk. But I don't have time to get into that right now. We will get... By the way, if you ever get tired of it, I don't know what to tell you, because we're going to keep getting into it over and over and over again with Charlie Kirk. Just going to run out of time tonight. But anyway, this is why Charlie Kirk happened. These lies from these horrible people. Again, they are liars who lie and lie about their lies. That's who these people are. Again, these people who put out these stories like this, because this is a bold face, like, go to the next one for me. Homeland Security responded to NBC News' post. NBC News, these smears are sick. Our ICE agents never used a five-year-old girl as bait. The criminal, illegal alien target of the operation with previous arrests for domestic abuse, strangulation. What a wonderful human being that the left is advocating for. This is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Will you advocate for rapists? That's what you do. And people who strangle other people. And vandalize property. Abandoned his own child in a car. So he abandoned his own child. So if anybody involved in law enforcement, what do you do with an abandoned child? Anybody know? Just leave him there?
Just leave him.
Yeah, you just leave him there? No, you're responsible. This happened to me as a cop. I was driving down Indiana Avenue here in Inglewood, Florida. Driving down, 3 o'clock in the morning. I look to my left. 3 o'clock in the morning. Not much happens in Inglewood, Florida. 3 o'clock in the morning. Drunks and maybe a guy kicking his wife's teeth in. But other than that, not much is happening. So I'm driving down the road. I look to my left. There's a little two-year-old walking down the road at 3 o'clock in the morning with a diaper on.
Jeez. Oh, my gosh.
So what do I do, Aaron? Do I just drive by?
No.
No, you stop, and then now that child is yours until it is brought to the proper destination.
Yep.
Mine. So you know what I did? I put him in the police car. I drove and sat at a convenience store and had the kid sit in there and took care of the kid and everything else until Department of Children and Family came or until the frantic phone call comes.
Yeah.
One of the two are going to come first. CPS came first. Child Protective Services came first. It was DHS, what it's called here. Department. So anyway, not DHS. I forgot whatever it's called here. It's been 7 years since I've been a cop. But anyway, so Department of Children and Families, DCF. So until DCF came, so we waited. DCF came right before the frantic phone call. You know the phone call is going to come. my kid's gone! Kept waiting for it. Because kids just snuck out of the house. Snuck out of a hotel room, I believe is what it was. So anyway, just opened up, didn't sneak out. He's 2-year-old. Just got up and walked out. And I found him. So you have to take the kid into custody. That's what happened. Edwards Hip Amasia, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, already guilty of domestic abuse, already guilty of strangulation, already guilty of vandalizing property, abandoned his own child, so now he's also guilty of felony child neglect. And NBC News is accusing the cops who took custody of the child who's felony neglected of holding him at ransom until Edwards turns himself in. Imagine what it is to be a liar who lies about your lies. Imagine that. That's because that's what it means to be NBC News. Ignored law enforcement. So Edwards Hip Mejia, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, ignored law enforcement emergency lights and darted inside his house, abandoning his 5-year-old daughter in the car. Officers helped rescue the child and called local police to report the abandonment. Stop the smears. Stop the lies. Goebbels Media. Go to the next one for me. Red Way. Oh, Aaron, go.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know what's crazy, too, is that the left will take the NBC article that's just a small little blurb. Headline, and they'll take that as truth, but they won't take the Homeland Security, Department of Homeland Security, with receipts
with
as
video.
Truth.
There's video of all of this. There's video, body cam footage of every last bit.
Freaking crazy.
I know, it is. That's what it means to be a liar who lies and lies about your lies. All right, Red Wave press video, Fox News alert, the U.S. Marshals Service has rescued a 13-year-old girl from two illegal aliens near Chicago. These are the people that the Democrats want to keep in the country. This is what Chris Van Hollen fights for. He fights to keep these people in the country. Imagine being a Democrat in 2025. And that is your motive in life. That is your cause. That is what gives your life a meaning every day, is to keep people in the country who... Again, they had to rescue a 13-year-old girl from two criminal illegal aliens. Chris Van Hollen wants to keep him in the country. Illegal near Chicago. After three men lured her from Rochester, New York, her Rochester, New York home for exploitation over a week and a half ago. Play for me.
Now to an American Reports exclusive. The U.S. Marshals Service says they have rescued an 11-year-old girl from Rochester, New York, who has been missing for more than a week. She was tracked down near Chicago and found in the clutches of two illegal aliens. Gaddy Serralta is the head of the U.S. Marshals and took part in the multi-state search that rescued this young girl. He joins me now. Gaddy, thanks for being with us. Really appreciate it. So walk us through how an 11-year-old girl from Rochester, New York, ends up in the clutches of an 18-year-old man and another adult outside of Chicago.
Well, first of all, I have to say that thanks to the Nationals Center for Missing and Endangered Children for reaching out to the Marshals Service. Marshals Charles Salinas from New York, who then contacted a marshal in Chicago with the lead. The child is a 13-year-old girl who is lured by an adult male. Actually, there was three adult males that come to pick her up at the house when she steps out of her house, jumps in the car with them. And what we know at the moment is they drove about 10 hours to come pick her up, three adult males.
So how did they lure her out of the house? Apparently.
All right, so there you go. I don't want to linger too long on it. So again, if you're a Democrat in 2025, you want to keep three illegal aliens in the country who lured an 11-year-old, and I'm a racist if I call them a child molester or a rapist. They lured an 11-year-old. They said under the chyron of Fox News, it says 11. Red Wave Press says 13, but it says 11 in Fox News. And then the guy said 13, so I don't know which one it was, so let's go with 11. So you want, if you're a Democrat in 2025, your cause celeb, your meaning in life is to keep guys in the country, illegal aliens who cross the border illegally. You want to keep them in the country. Guys who lure 11-year-olds into prostitution, into rape, you want to keep them in the country. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Here's also what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Paul A. Cipulla video. Democrats in Chicago training for when they ride against ICE. Play for me.
Yeah, give it to me. I know, but I can take it. Oh, I got to get lower. So much strength, but I stayed up with this. That's the point, right?
And Aaron, could you just play that side by side? Just mute it and play it side by side when you're ready. So you have them training. Of course, this is ridiculous. It's all gay. I mean, it's just gay. All right. And explain to me why it is that you're wearing a mask. And here's the thing again, because there is a myriad of reasons, and I can't get into all of them. It's all in my grand summation, which is to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point to all commerce controlled by the left, globalist leftist bourgeois elite, global government, new world order. But there is a myriad of reasons why we had COVID-19. One of the reasons to have COVID-19, the reason why it was unleashed upon the world, is to give people an excuse to wear masks so they can commit crimes in concealment. See, because all these people, but just so everybody knows, it's illegal to wear a mask in every state. Until COVID came along, now you can wear a mask anytime you want. And you can wear a mask and hide your identity while you're burning Tesla stations down, while you're burning Tesla dealerships down, while you're assaulting ICE agents, and while you're training to assault ICE agents. You can wear a mask. Nobody knows who these people are. So that was one of the myriad of reasons why COVID was unleashed upon the world, so that people would have a quote-unquote legitimate purpose to wear masks all the time. And here we are, and the people can say whatever they want, and I see all these Christians now lurching back and migrating back to their soft-pedal, lukewarm churches. It's not over. Here they are, wearing their masks outside in 2025. I mean, again, we can all go back to me. I told you I was red-pilled 5 years ago. 6 years ago, we would never see anybody ever wearing. Look, they're all wearing masks here. 90% of the picture are wearing masks. And it's September of 2025, folks. And it's not cool outside. Amazing. So you have that training going on in Chicago. Here's another one for you. American AF video. Liberals in Los Angeles are building militias. Play for me.
Because it's such a huge, huge coordinated attack against our communities, I have to assume at least one of you here is here for the wrong reasons. So if there is a pig in the room, first of all, fuck you. Second of all, we're not doing anything illegal. We're on the streets from 5:30 in the morning till past midnight, and it's been 7 days a week ever since the attacks have started. So people are putting it
down. You see in this video the masked people sitting in the room, so nobody knows who they are. Legitimized by COVID, unleashed upon the world in 2020. So here you have, look, do everybody see the size of this freaking group in Los Angeles? This is all about resisting ICE in a military fashion. This is what this is about. This is about violent resistance against ICE. There's the masked morons, the MMs. So there you have it. That's what the left is all about. This is reality. This is the real, look at it right here. Look at what he's saying. So this is the real thing. This is what's really happening. And this is why assaults on ICE agents are up 1,000% is because they're training to do so. All right, so hopping off of that, let's go to the next one. Jason Cohen video. Here's more of CNN's Harry Enten. Spells out GOP advantages in the midterms. Play it for me.
What do you think?
Yeah, what are we seeing? You know, Donald Trump being underwater, Democrats saying, oh, this guarantees us we're going to fly high in the midterms. Let me tell you, this guarantees you nothing, nothing, because at this particular point, the Democrats are the New Orleans Saints of political parties. What are we talking about? Trust the Dems or GOP more on the economy? Who leads on the economy? Republicans by 7. Immigration, Republicans by 13. How about crime, a big issue for Donald Trump and the Republicans? Look at that, lead by 22 points. So the bottom line is this, at this particular point, the ball may be on the ground, but the Democrats have not picked up the ball and running with it. If anything, at this particular point, it's the Republicans who are running with the ball on the top issues, the economy, immigration, and crime.
Give some context on this. Compare this when Republicans last took the House.
Yeah, let's compare it back to 2022. I think this kind of gives away the game right here, okay? The GOP is more trusted than the Dems on the economy. It was 12 points in 2022. Slight decline in that lead, but still 7 points. How about immigration? It was Republicans by 3 back in 2022. Look at this. The Republican lead's actually gone up by 10 points. What are you doing, Democrats? My goodness gracious. And on crime, the Republicans were up by 13, and now they're up by 22. The lead, again, expanding by nearly double digits. So whatever Democrats are doing, it ain't working, Kate. It ain't working. Republicans have the lead on all three issues.
What's the reason that you are finding so far that's driving this?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's all about the center of the electorate, right? You win with independents, you win overall. And what do we see right here among independents? Republicans still have a point lead on the economy. They got a 10-point lead on immigration. They got a 21-point lead on crime. The bottom line is, when you look at these numbers, Democrats should call their offices, because at this particular point, even if Republicans, or even if the public doesn't like what Donald Trump is doing, they ain't necessarily liking what Democrats are doing. And it ain't just a referendum on one party. You actually have to go out and beat that party at this particular point. Democrats are not able to beat Republicans. They still lead.
And again, this isn't as Donald Trump came into office. These are numbers from this month.
These are numbers from September of 2025, right. We still find that the Republicans leading on all three of these issues. And of course, this economy will be the key. If Democrats are going to win, they're going to have to likely win on the economy. At this particular point among independents, you see that 1-point lead for Republicans. And overall, at least according to the Washington Post, they hold a 7-point lead on the economy overall.
And those are CNN polls. So Trump overall, even in the midst of my own criticism, and he needs to be criticized at times, but he's a great president. And he may actually do the impossible, which is for him to win the midterms. I mean, that's basically impossible for any president, is to actually have his party win the midterms in the middle of his administration. Basically impossible. Obama didn't do it. Trump didn't do it. But he could actually do it this time. You look at those numbers, it could actually happen, which is a great thing. You just look at this, too, just real quick. On the crime stats, we are leading somewhere between 20 and 30% between Republicans and independents. And what is Gavin Newsom doing? So you had just had, just a few slides ago, we have liberals in Los Angeles, from American AF, liberals in Los Angeles are building militias as Gavin Newsom passes a law to demask ICE agents. Even though he doesn't have jurisdictional ability to do so, he has now made it illegal for law enforcement officers to wear masks in his own state while the criminals are able to wear their COVID masks. That's why they're losing in crime. They're losing between 20 and 30 points to Republicans in the crime statistics. So who would do better with crime? They're losing by 20 to 30 points with independents and Republicans. So, I mean, that's why. So you see it. Let me just show you this real quick. Lives a TikTok tweet. Love it. Here's another one. Needs to be fired immediately. Forward this to people. Get it out. Let's make sure this woman gets fired. Tom, you're mean. Yep. You think she'd hesitate to fire you? Think she would? Nope. Laura Nash, meteorologist for the NWS New Orleans, whatever that is, allegedly made this post online suggesting that the funeral for Charlie Kirk was exactly the same as a Nazi rally. Our tax dollars pay her salary. Bye-bye. Fine. Hopefully immediately we will hear from Caroline Leavitt tomorrow that she no longer has a job. Because that's exactly what needs to happen. All right, 10:14. That's good. Rumble Rants tonight. My friend, Texas Billy, $50. Nude Monk, always present. Love you, man. $40. Jules, 21 hours, my friend from church, $10. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate you in the rant. Appreciate you in the chat. 1,782 people watching right now. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. back here tomorrow night, as always, with another, 60 to 70 to 80 minutes of fury. Love you guys. God bless you. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock.